that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so pretty. Now I see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona,
don't forget Winona,
Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Why don't you get hip to this kind of tip? Will you take that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Now let's go get them down.
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations plus streaming services everywhere including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, I get up in the morning just to put on my favorite brew. Looking at the sink, thinking about what I gotta do. I don't wanna do the dishes, don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But I start off with the plates, clean off every hot sauce stain. Knives and forks and spoons, oh my, coffee grounds just clog the drain. I don't wanna do the dishes, don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. Lies a formidable foe, that unidentifiable black goo from a week ago. I don't wanna do the dishes, don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But the job is nearly over and my fingers look like prunes. Whiskey for breakfast, about the only thing that cures my mood. I don't wanna do the dishes, don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again.
The plate scrapers at the Saturday Light Brigade, and they're about to be heading into our neck of the woods. They'll be at the Shepherdstown Street Fest in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, June 25th, and at the Purple Fiddle in suburban Dry Fork, West Virginia, Thomas, West Virginia, to be exact. On July 1st. And then July 9th, they'll be at the Johnstown Summer Concert Series. You can learn more at theplatescrapers.com. In just moments, the Sound Hound comes by to challenge you with this week's mystery.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Well, let's see if he's here, boy. Ah, there he is. Time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. You're about to hear a sound, and it's going to be up to you to identify the sound. The first thing I have to do is gently tug away here to see if I can... there it comes. Here it comes. Easy. Easy. Got it. And here is this week's sound. 412-200-5975. to take a guess. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Once again, SoundHound, if you please. Any ideas? Here's hoping you'll take a guess. Join us on the radio, too. We'd love to hear from you. A little bit later, towards the bottom of the hour, we're going to meet Mikhail Iwana and Marquis Red. They're going to talk about an upcoming outdoor celebration in honor of Juneteenth. 1 week from today, June 18th, at PNC Park. Good luck with our SoundHound puzzle. We'll give the SoundHound a little refreshing water as you work on it. 412-200-5975.
To the river of Jordan, our Savior went one day, and we read that John the Baptist met him there. And when John baptized Jesus in Jordan's rushing waters, the mighty power of God filled the air. Well, I'm on my way, gonna wade right in. I'm going down to the river of Jordan, and let the cool waters cleanse my soul. King Naaman was stricken with the dreaded leprosy, and he sent for the man of God to pray. But Elijah said to Naaman, go dip yourself in Jordan and let the cool waters wash your spots away. So he went right down
to the river of Jordan,
and he waded right in
to the rushing waters,
and he dipped himself. In the river of Jordan, and the cool waters made him whole. Now the river of Jordan is many miles away, and this mighty river I may never see. But I'll find myself an altar in an old-fashioned church, and my river of Jordan it will be. Well, I'm on my way
to the river of Jordan,
gonna wade right in
to the rushing waters.
I'm going down,
I'm going down
to the river of Jordan, and let the cool waters cleanse my soul. Well, I'm on my way
to the river of Jordan,
gonna wade right in
to the rushing waters.
I'm going down,
I'm going down
to the river of Jordan, and let the cool waters cleanse my soul.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Franklin and Minta. The River of Jordan. SoundHound, if you please, do you think we could hear the song, or the sound, that is, one more time? It's kind of like a song. A little bit. If you, kind of sounds like Charlie Brown's Teacher as I listen to it. We had a number of guesses of prying open a wooden crate. Both Bill in Homer City and Brian guess that. Bill in a Homer City arrived at the correct answer. We also had several guesses of using packing tape. Not using packing tape. And Larry and Van just got the correct answer. Rich in Edinburgh came up with it. Tommy was one of our packing tape guessers, as was Linda. Bruce came up with the correct answer in Ingram. And Caden and Annie matched. They both knew what we were looking for. Well done, Caden, and well done, Annie. John and Addie in East Deer are listening this morning, and Addie came up with the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights got it, and the very first person to get it, Kathy in Youngstown. And Mike and Mars got it and managed to include a reference to Sean in northwestern Pennsylvania. Playing a washboard, Brian thought. I can almost hear a little bit of that. In fact, I can hear a little bit of that. What is the sound we're looking for? It's the sound of a balloon being rubbed. And rubbed and rubbed and rubbed up, perhaps even to the point where it'll stick to the wall or stick to something like your hair. Here it is again, the sound of a balloon being rubbed. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer. Let's give the sound hound a little chow for his good work on that.
Balloon man, you're all puffed up and nowhere to go. Yeah, balloon man, up, 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 I let you go somewhere. Is there a balloon woman? Will there be balloon babies one day? Balloon man, do you like pop music? Probably not. I'm looking for the key we will find eventually, that the moon and earth are on a string. Come back another day, maybe we can blow away into the cumulostratonimbovarius. We're blowing away, oh, blowing away. Balloon man, blowing away. Come back someday. Oh, I won't let you go this time. The M-A-N, Balloon Man. You did come back, but you're looking a little bit thin. I'm looking for the key you will find eventually, that the moon and earth are on a string. Come back another day, maybe we can blow away into the cumulostratonimble various. We're blowing away, oh, blowing away. Balloon man, blowing away. Come back someday, I won't let you go this time. My balloon, I lost my hold on you.
Hold on you.
And you're up and wandering far away. It's true. My balloon, now you're higher than a tree.
Couple of songs about the balloons. That was Rhesus Monkey. Rhesus Monkey, the name of the group. And My Balloon. And you also heard Dog on Fleas and Balloon Man. In just moments, we're going to talk about an event for Juneteenth taking place 1 week from today. Thank you. Well, it's a holiday weekend next weekend with Juneteenth, which is a bank holiday, on June 20th. And on June 18th, there's going to be a special event taking place. And it's a real pleasure right now. We have Marcus, and we also have Mikkel here with us. Are you both there?
Yes, yes. I'm here.
Wonderful.
Good morning.
It's hard. We can't see each other. Let me first say good morning to Mikkel. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. I'm glad that you've joined us. And also, it's great to have you with us, Marcus. And let's start with you. Marcus Red, this is called Art is Liberation, Celebrating Black Art in Pittsburgh. It's an outdoor celebration for Juneteenth. June 18th between 2 and 4 at PNC Park. Can you tell us a little bit about your thoughts and involvement in the exhibition that's taking place?
Yes, the exhibition is actually between 12 and 4, right outside of PNC Park. And this is an event that we are coordinating with One Hood Media and with the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll have about 26 local black artists who will have booths celebrating and displaying, selling their work, everything from clothes to prints to cards, anything that you can imagine. We'll also have a DJ. There will be a food truck. So overall, it'll be a great celebration, a great family-friendly time and event just to come out and enjoy the creativity that is on display here in Pittsburgh.
I'm glad to hear the hours are extended, too, because it should be just a great chance to see some great art. Mikkel, what's been your involvement?
Yeah, so I'm also one of the curators. So Marcus and I are curators for the event. And then I also, with Sun City of Asylum and One Hood Media, we actually hosted the first Art of Liberation last year on the north side in the outdoor tent at City of Asylum. And so this is the second year of the event, and it's really exciting because now we're growing it in scale, being able to also feature more artists and collaborate with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So, yeah, I was the curator last year and also one of the curators for this year's event with Marcus.
Juneteenth, great way to celebrate the art, or I should say the art is a great way to commemorate Juneteenth, too. Can one of you explain why the juxtaposition works so well from your perspective? Between, featuring art of the type you've curated on Juneteenth?
Well, absolutely. So Juneteenth is a celebration of the end of chattel slavery in this country. So it is really about celebrating a legacy of freedom. It's about celebrating a legacy of liberation, celebrating a legacy of uplift. And the art that we are featuring in this program really hits those themes and really activates an attempt to pay attention to cultural memory, to understand where we've come from as a country and where we would like to go. It's about looking forward, thinking about the future, and thinking about how we can create new worlds for all of us that allow us to live up to our full potential. And I'll also add that we'll have some live art demonstrations that will be happening during the game that will start at 4 o'clock. So if you happen to have a ticket to the Pirates game, you'll also see Mikkel, and we have another artist who will be participating in some live art demonstrations that will be featured on the Jumbotron inside the stadium as well.
That's great to know. I knew the Pirates were playing that day, and I was hoping there would be some involvement, but that can be hard to happen. Juneteenth is a holiday worth learning about. June 19th is the day the troops arrived in Galveston, Texas in 1865 to ensure enslaved people were freed. This came 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, and it's a federal holiday now. Is this a family event? Would you recommend folks come together as a family to take a look at the art? I imagine it would be so, right?
Absolutely. This is a family-friendly event. There's going to be free food, DJ. All of the artists are producing work that's really thinking about these themes, as Marcus mentioned, about freedom and liberation and creating an expansive vision for everybody. And so I think this is an event that can really celebrate and uplift our entire community. So we're really excited, particularly for people of all ages, to come and engage with the artwork.
Is there a way to get additional information for people that might want to share it with other folks?
So the best way to get information is that you can, particularly on social media, is on One Hood Media. So One Hood Media, on their Instagram page, Twitter, et cetera, is sharing information. And you'll be able to find a kind of a resource there to learn more about the event.
Excellent. And Chizuri and all of our pals at One Hood Media, I'm glad they're behind this. They're doing such great work, as are both of you. So it's free, right, from noon to 4, PNC Park, an outdoor celebration in honor of June 18th from noon to 4. Anything else either of you would like to mention?
Well, this is just a great time for Black art in Pittsburgh. There's so much infrastructure and support here, and the community is very excited about this opportunity to display what we've been doing. It's a very vibrant moment in our city's history, and this would be just a great time to come check it out and get plugged in and really feel the vibe of everything that's being created and have a great time. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone come out.
Excellent. And thanks to both of you. Any additional closing words?
No, just wanted to say thank you for having us, and we're really excited for the event next week. And if people are interested, yeah, it's going to be from 12 to 4 p.m. at PNC Park on Federal Street, and then we tell people to come for the art and stay for the game.
That's a great way to describe it. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Take care. That's both Mikhail Owens and Marcus Rett, and the two of them are behind the great celebration, along with a lot of great artists, Artist Liberation, celebrating Black art in Pittsburgh, an outdoor celebration in honor of Juneteenth, which will take place June 18th between 12 and 4. Thank you for being with us today. So happy you could join us. Larry Long and the children of Oklahoma singing there in a tribute to Woody Guthrie, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, the Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542 and slbradio.org/radio.
Reach out your hand in the night and you feel that I'm not there. Don't you let yourself worry that something's not right. Don't shed a tear. All the mountains and the miles left to go, all the waters between. Don't give up, just have faith. I'll be home and you'll see. I won't leave you lonely. I won't leave you lonely. That's a promise that I love you endlessly.
When you're out on the edge of your dream, don't forget.
What a nice duet, Missy Werner and Frank Sullivan. Endlessly, the name of the song. Somebody at the door? Ricky got up and looked at the door when I said that. You know, we have new lighting here at our studios, which is really interesting. New lighting in the Youth Media Center, of course, but we discovered when we illuminated our Youth Media Center that it made our studios look dark. All about stuff that if you're a photographer or architect or interior decorator, you know all about the temperatures of light bulbs and lumens and foot candles and warmth and all of those factors. And the lights in the studio now match the lights in the Youth Media Center. I believe they're 3,500 Kelvin, 3,000 Kelvin, but Ricky and I are convinced it's changing our behavior a little bit this morning because it's never been, well, for one, I can actually see I can actually see papers put in front of me and read them. We've always had somewhat yellowish light in here. The post-it notes have never looked so vibrant as they have this morning. In just a moment, we're going to give you a chance. I'm not sure why I brought up the lights, but I did, because they're, I think, giving us a different kind of energy this morning as we adjust. In just a moment, we're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our upfront puzzle. We'll give you three words and invite you to come up with the one that comes before them. Good morning to Eric, also to Laurie, and Jordan. Thank you for your nice email. We are looking for teen reporters for Radcast, a podcast series exploring Allegheny County regional assets. Teen reporters will get stipends and professional credit as they work alongside peers and SLB staff in our new and welly lit Youth Media Center. Apply by Monday. It's easy, even though the deadline is so close. slbradio.org/apply. slbradio.org/apply. Also, a quick note that last week's segments with the Damaged Pies and pianist Aaron Peng are now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. neighborhoodvoices.org, where you'll find hundreds and hundreds of past SLB segments.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Now, let's see how you do. We're looking for the one word that naturally comes before bell, poke, and hide. Bell, poke, and hide. One word naturally comes before those three. Do you know what it is? If you do, let's hear from you. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Again, the words are bell, poke, and hide. One word comes before those. Let's hear from you. We'd love to chat with you. Or have you join us on the radio. Kids, adults, everybody in between, welcome. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you come up with the correct answer. The likely culprits now.
Sometimes when I'm sad and all alone, just like a child without a home, the love you give me keeps me hanging on. All I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future, you're my past. Loving you is all I ask. All I ever need is you. Winners come and they go, and they watch the melting snow. Sure as summer follows spring, all the things you do gives me a reason to build my world around. Some men follow rainbows, I'm told. Some men search for silver, some for gold. But I found my treasure in your soul. Oh, honey, all I ever need is you. Without love, I'll never find a way. Through the ups and downs of every day, I won't sleep at night until you say, oh, honey, all I ever need is you. Silver, some for gold. But I found my treasure in your soul. Oh, honey, all I ever need is you. And without love, I'll never find a way. Through the ups and downs of every day, I won't sleep at night until you say, oh, honey, all I ever need is you. All I ever need is you. All I ever need is you.
The Likely Culprits, the name of the band. I wish they'd do a whole album of Sonny and Cher. Ricky and I have been enjoying a series called Hacks, which is available on demand. I would recommend it. And they used Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher. And what I think was the season finale or the penultimate episode for season two. If you're as enamored with that program as we are, best we can tell, it will be back for one more season, most likely. But it features a comedian who is well-established in her career, probably in her mid to late 50s, reinventing her act with the help of a young writer in her 20s, and the show itself is really well written. And it was nice to see Cher, at least her music, showing up there. We are in the midst of solving our upfront puzzle, after which we'll have Saturday Light Brigade birthdays coming up. Our upfront puzzle, we're looking for the word that comes before bell, poke, and hide. What word comes before bell, poke, and hide? We could also add catcher to that list, as well as puncher. Catcher, puncher, or the word hand, or boy, or girl, to go with bell, poke, and hide. Again, we're looking for the word that precedes all of those clues. Patrick has the correct answer. He's in South Park. Linda, listening in Pleasant Gap, and has the correct answer. Well done, Noah. And Matt in Eastern PA has it by way of Annie. Aileen in Maine sent a pretty picture of the answer. A correct answer also from Ross. And from Larry and from Mike. Mike mentions our initial clues sound a little bit like a law firm in a fantasy book. Bell, poke, and hide. Ty at Squirrel Hill was the very first person to get it. 412-200-5975. Jim in Crafton Heights just got it, and Bruce got it too. And here comes Bon, who is in northwestern Pennsylvania, in the town of Northeast, but in Northwest, and she's got the correct answer, and a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. And oh, Ethan, I missed you. Oh, your message was recent, so I didn't miss it. Earlier this morning, we were looking for a type of metal, and I told you it was eight letters, and I gave you some letters. And Ethan said, I know this isn't the type of metal you were looking for. We were looking for precious. He had prog rock. That's a great answer. The answer we were looking for just now, the word that comes before the ones that we gave you, did you know it? Cow bell, cow poke, cow hide.
I am an old cow puncher. I punch them cows so hard. I have me a cow punching bag set up in my back. This bag is made of leather, and so are cows, of course. When I get tired of punching cows, I go and punch a horse. One day as I was punching up on my leathern cow, an Indian walked up to me, and first he asked me how. I said it was quite simple, and gave him quite a slug. The very next words that Indian said to me that day were I went back to my punching, as all good cowboys do, when a well-known band of rustlers come rustling into view. I said, "Hello, how are you? And what might bring you here?" They said, "If it's all right, we'd like to rustle up some steers."
And somebody said beer.
I said, "Oh, no, kind sirs, that should never be. For I am the best cow puncher out on the whole prairie. But if you will set down a spell, I'll rustle up some lunch. Then maybe in the afternoon you'll get to watch me hunt. I've been lonesome in the saddle ever since my old horse died. And sometimes when it's late at night, I dream she's by my side. So if you'll pay attention and listen to my song, I am an old cow puncher and a long, long ways from home."
In Australia, they got the kangaroo. In Scotland, they've got sheep. The Amazon have got piranha. The Bronx have got boys that say cheep, cheep, cheep. Check it, dee, dee, dee. In all of these foreign countries, fauna does abound. Of all the noble animals, I'll take mine by the pound. Cow, cow, cows are big and sweet. Cows are great to eat. Cows have big brown eyes. Cows have tasty thighs. Cow, cows just graze all day. Cows are cheap, they run on hay. Cows, 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 cows. She's a blushing bovine Venus. She's a statue in the field. Not only is she gorgeous, but next winter she will feed us.
Cow,
cows are homogenized. Cows have bedroom eyes.
Cow,
ground beef and T-bone is good for your teeth and your muscle tone. Cow,
cow,
you know cow makes a gracious host.
High-faced rump roast cow.
In India cows are sacred.
Her moo, it's common. Maybe not. I could have sworn there was a moo at the end of that song altogether now. Anyway, moo. That was Cormac McCarthy and Cows and John Roberts and Tony Barron with the Ballad of the Cow Puncher beforehand. Thank you. Tony Barron just passed away January 29th, 2022. And just amazing albums, the two of them put together, Roberts and Barron. We're going to be celebrating birthdays in just a moment. A few other correct answers. Good morning to Larry and Bree. They both were playing along this morning. Sharon got the correct answer. Words are her thing, you know. Bill in Stanton Heights reminds us that Dewey, Cheatham and Howe is the law firm of choice. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with the correct answer as well. Bell, Polk and Hyde could be an interesting law firm too. If you have a birthday today or one coming up, maybe somebody sent it in for us to mention. Well, you're about to find out. And if you've got a birthday today or in the week ahead and you'd like us to mention it, you can give us a quick call at 412-200-5975 and we'll get it on for you. 412-200-5975. And today's birthdays begin with Ethne of Grove City from Dad Vincent, June 11th today. Also, Nora of Evan City from Mom and Dad, and John of Scott Township from wife Sandy and daughter Adrienne. Tomorrow we have Chris of Crabtree, Old Crabtree, from Donna, Ralph, and us. Happy birthday, Chris. My goodness, it's the last of a decade for you. Anna of Callery, Pennsylvania, from your family. And Addie of East Deer celebrates tomorrow. Happy birthday, Addie. From husband John and your whole family. Tyler of McKeesport, Grandma Teresa wishes you a happy birthday on June 13th. That's Monday. Also, Michaela in Fairfax Station, Virginia, from us, as well as your folks, Maya of Squirrel Hill, and our pal Joe Kennedy celebrates on June 13th. On the 14th, we have Robbie from your family, Karen of Allison Park, Lark of Point Breeze, Barbara from Allen, Mark of Halsopple, Pennsylvania, and a happy anniversary to Victor and Jennifer from Marissa and Noel. On the 15th, Wednesday, Verity of Shadyside celebrates. Hello, Charlotte. And all of your family wish you a happy birthday. Karen of Zealand and Opal from Brian Russell, Matthew, Ken Margarita, Alicia, and Robert. Also, happy birthday to Caitlin from sister Brianna and parents Kelly and Mark on June 15th, as well as Aunt Chris of Finleyville from Michael of South Park. On the 16th, we have Barry from Michelle, Joel of Pleasant Unity, Michaela from Nancy, Lou from Maureen, Sam, Sarah. And finally, on the 17th, we have Ian from Jack and Lauren of East Liberty from Mom Karma, those on June 17th.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed government-dispatched employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations, plus streaming services everywhere, including sobradio.org/radio.
Someday when you grow lonely,